You say hello, and then you say, welcome to the Heavenly Perspectives Podcast.
Why aren't you doing that, Opie?
Hello, and welcome to the Heavenly Perspective Podcast with the Gillums. Today is episode one, and we're going to be talking about the Heavenly Perspective. This has been something that we've been wanting to start for a while, and I just never got on top of it yet. But we are finally going to be starting it. So, my name's Matthew.
My name's Layla.
Gillum, because we're married. We just got married.
But I like to go by Lynn. That's what all my friends call me. Anyway, so I'm Layla. That's Matt. We are the Gillums. We just got married almost a month ago. So, woot woot. I'm 20. He's 20.
But she's a month older than me.
Anyway, so we are not in college, lol. I graduated a year ago with my associates in Christian ministries, but currently I am working at my church. But really what I want my occupation to be is living a life that glorifies the Lord in literally everything I do, and that's always what I've wanted it to be. So yeah, that's me.
And I am currently also working at the church too, but I am working on building my own business with landscaping. This is my second year doing it, and I've really just been grinding that out right now. So, yeah.
We're pretty boring people, but that's what we do. So anyways.
Yeah, and then along the lines of just giving God the glory in everything that we do, that's really where this podcast kind of came from a little bit. Started last year?
Yeah, it started kind of when we were dating. We only dated for 6 months before we got engaged, and then
got that platinum.
We got married in August. So yeah, so it really started when we were dating, just all the conversations that we started to have. We were very deep conversation people. Well, I was, and now Matt is. But basically, this podcast is coming from all the times that we got together and had deep conversations. And these weren't intentional times of having conversations. It was literally any time that we were in the car for a small or a long period of time, we would start having these really deep conversations. And they really just came from the culmination of our just time with the Lord from the day and just our reading and just spending time talking to the Lord. And by the time we would get together, we just had all these things to say, and it would always come to these really deep conversations and these just really cool new understandings of what God was saying. And it was cool to see how it was working in our hearts with both of us.
And originally I came up with the great name Carcasting, because every conversation that we had ended up happening in the car, because that was more of almost our quiet space. That was like the only time where like we had our time together where we could speak freely and openly, and it was the perfect opportunity for both of us to be able to talk. Because after a long day, then I drive 40 minutes to go see her, we would end up driving out there and then just sitting in the car and just having deep conversations about literally every thought that we could think of.
Yeah. And mind you, these conversations were not on purpose. I just had a lot of words that I didn't say during the day, and Matt would hear them all.
And eventually I started thinking too, which was cool.
Yeah. So these conversations started shaping our lives, like, in a really cool way together. And it just really came to me through a few scriptures that connected really well together, where the Lord was just showing me this, like, way of life that I felt like he was calling me into. And, like, the more that me and Matt would have these conversations, like, it was revealed that, like, it was for both of us. Like, he was shaping our lives of what it will look like for us together. And I think that it's super cool to see, like, where we are now and how much we've grown from just those little car conversations to the conversations we have now. But that is where the podcast came from, and that is where we get our name, Heavenly Perspectives, because I felt like the Lord was calling me to live in this greater perspective of a word that was already spoken, of the scripture that was already spoken. He was just pulling me deeper into reading, and then like he just revealed this place that I was supposed to be living from. And then I would tell Matt that, and it would really just align with all the things that he was talking about. And here we are. So we started this podcast so people hear our thoughts, literally anyone or no one, but kind of just to get them out there. So I guess we should explain what the heavenly perspective is.
Yes, because at first I thought you were kind of crazy.
I thought I was crazy too.
Because when she was telling me, she's like, no, we just need to live life how Jesus would and just think about Jesus in every decision. And I said, yeah, Layla, that's what we do already.
But then I was like, no, I mean at such a deeper, just such a small particular level of understanding of how to live this life that I really thought I was crazy too. Because I was like, Lord, what? Like, I don't know a lot of people that would just sit here and have conversations about that or could even think about the most holy place like this or see things like this. And I really thought I was crazy, to be honest. But when I actually started to embrace it and started to kind of live this way, like, it's actually pretty cool. Like, it's really, really fun living with Jesus. But, okay, so the heavenly perspective is this idea, basically, that we live our life from a place completely immersed in the most holy place.
Completely, like, immersed.
Completely saturated.
It's not just, oh, Jesus wouldn't want me to hit this person for being mean to me, or, oh, I'm just going to turn my other cheek. Because that's what I thought it was at first. Like, yeah, of course I'm not going to say anything crazy, but
yeah, no,
it's a lot more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not just living by, like, because as Christians, like, we know that we're supposed to live our life a certain way. We know that we mm-hmm. do these things. We know that we get to have a relationship with Jesus. But it's this idea that you live your life completely surrounded, wrapped in the glory of the Lord, and like your mind, your actions, your move, your thought, how you wake up, how you go to bed, how you do your work, how you literally print paper at your job. And I say that because I work in ministry, but I do a lot of office work for the ministry. And just even in the way I do that, I consider the Lord. And that seemed crazy to me, because like, okay, Lord, like, what do you mean? Like, this doesn't make any sense. But it's really just to say like how much it means to be immersed in this most holy place. And I get this idea about the most holy place because when I was reading in Psalms 27, I read Psalms 27 every night, and it just began to change in my mind as I began to read it. Each time I would see something new. And then like a few days later, I read Hebrews 9, and it's talking about the holiest of holies and the blood of Jesus and the sacrifice. And it just began to show me all these new things that aren't new, but it's just like expounding upon our faith. And I'll talk about that in later episodes, but basically that is where this idea of the heavenly perspective came in, is because Jesus died. He died so we literally could have complete access to God, complete access to the heavenly perspective, complete access to our citizenship in heaven. So he died so we could serve him in this way. In this way that's completely immersed in the most holy place. And how we get to that point is when you start to understand that we don't live this life so we have a good life on earth. Right. And yes, he wants us to have a good life. Like, we're here for a reason. And he's given us all these things to enjoy and to have and to take enjoyment of. But that's not the reason we're here. We're not here to find happiness and fulfillment on this earth. We're not here just to, we have a relationship with Jesus. Like, we do all the things, you read our Bible, we worship, we go to church on Sunday, but there's so much more that he's calling us to do here. And it's all for him.
It's that unveiling that we now have, where before there had to be a certain person who could only be in contact with God. But now that we're able to have that connection every single day, every single moment of the day, and if we truly want heaven on earth, we would really be striving to have that every moment of our life. Yeah. Why wouldn't we want heaven on earth?
Exactly.
24/7.
Why wouldn't you want to run everything past the heavenly perspective? Like, I just began to question why we do the things we do sometimes. Why do we do things like this? Why do we do things like that? And I feel like, personally, what it's begun to see is, like, we don't question enough why we do the things we do, because we're just so used to it. Being in this world, we're just so used to our faith looking a certain way and things doing a certain way. But I began to see that it's kind of just weird when you actually begin to live like you're abiding in Jesus. Like, you have the blood washed over you every single day. And then you look weird. But it's this really, really fun and exciting perspective to live life through, is that even just my little thoughts that no one could hear, I still get to run it past the heavenly perspective. I still get to say, no, you're a citizen of heaven. You can't think this way. Or, yes, you have this conviction. You need to act faster in turning from that. Like, it's the littlest things of those things about the heavenly perspective. And it's just a really mind-blowing thing that the Lord has called me to live this way, has called us to live this way. And, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's very confusing. But these are literally just the thoughts that bounce around in my head. But
the heavenly perspective is going to get broken down more and more. This is really just kind of an overview of what this is going to be about. So if you're interested to listen, keep listening.
Yeah, it's a little intro. And it really comes in place because I am a worshiper to my core. I feel like the Lord has called me into this place of worshiping that is like, it's not about worshiping on a stage or singing a song, but it's about living this life of worship, because that is what we were created to do.
And that's like that's the biggest theme between all of this, is about living your whole life to it.
Yeah, because this is about being past just your Sunday morning going to church, but this is about living your faith, living your life with the Lord, living your life like Jesus is right by your side, living your life like you want to see heaven on earth. Like, that is what we live for, is to see heaven on earth. We live to glorify his name. We live to see his kingdom come. That is it. That's all. We don't live for all the great things we can do and all the, like, I want to be a stay-at-home mom of 8 kids. But the point is that if I never make it to have those 8 kids because Jesus comes back, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not one of those people that's like, let me have my kids first. Let me get married first. No. And I'll tell you, I was the number one person who wants to be married. Like, I wanted that so bad, it became an idol to me. But I came to a place where it's like, if I never have this thing, Lord, if you come back before I have my first kid, it's okay. Like, yes, I desire these things. But Lord, if you come back before that, it's okay. Because I want to see your kingdom come. I just want to live for you. I want to live as an emptied vessel for you to fill and to bring more people to know you. And that means that I have to offer a greater sacrifice of myself and live in this perspective and be pure in you. And that's what the heavenly perspective is. It's not about all the, it's about all the little things, but being washed by the blood in all the little things, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so we're going to be making quite a few of these episodes. I don't know how long we'll run it for, how long each episode will be, but
yeah, we don't really know anything. It's really just
us talking. Yeah, yeah, just us talking out loud. And like the second one that we have ready already is the difficulties of living in a heavenly perspective, where it's not easy to live this way or to think that way 24/7 in the sense of
it makes
making you sure that you think that way, but then also in the sense of how hard it actually is, and the realization of every little thing, putting every little thing through a heavenly perspective can be difficult too.
Yeah, it almost makes you, this is kind of a sneak peek into the next episode, but it almost makes you, like, when you get to this point, it's like, oh, life is either super pointless or, like, life is, like, super fun, but it's super hard. And it comes to the point, like, Lord, no, take me back to just where I was of reading your word and having, just take me back to that, Lord. I don't want to do all these, I don't want to live like this. I'm weird. People don't understand. Like, I literally sometimes want to be silent. Like, sometimes I'm just a person that's like, instead of scrolling on my phone when I'm around people because I have nothing else to talk about, I'd rather just pick up my Bible and start reading. And that has become something where it's like, no, that's kind of weird. Like, but that's kind of how I explain it in my head. It's like, when you get to this point, it can get really hard, because it can get, you just ask a lot of questions. It's really just asking a lot of questions. Why do we do that? And it can be hard. when you get the answers to those questions. Mm-hmm. And that's the difficulty of it, but it's honestly so fun. Like, I was a youth leader, and I always tell my girls, no, it was really fun to live with Jesus. And they're always like, you're a nerd. But I'm like, no, like, it's fun, guys. It's fun. Like, mm-hmm. yes, it's hard, but it's fun. And this is my fun. My fun is knowing the Lord in this way. But we'll also get into the difficulties. But, you know, it's difficulties in a way where it's like, we have to work through these difficulties. But at the end of the day, it's actually pretty fun. But that's our next episode.
So that's it for this episode. Just a short little episode. And make sure to follow us on whatever we decide to even put this on. Really haven't figured any of that out yet.
Yeah, it's either going to be on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, but we'll see. Or if no one listens to this, that's okay too.
Maybe YouTube. I want to set up a camera, but I don't know about that yet.
So anyways, this is Matt and Layla, or just the Gillums.
Heavenly Perspectives with the Gillums.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be?
Yep. All right. All right, guys. Peace out.